Okay.
I should be testing this, but I'm sure it's coming through. Okay.
Okay, let me see. And then a kind of fruit about as big as an apple that has a thick skin like a lemon that comes from Florida?
Orange.
Okay, and if you had a bowl of oranges standing somewhere and one day you went to get one and there aren't any left, you would say the oranges are?
Gone.
Okay.
It's gone.
Okay. Let me see, and then a little red vegetable that's kind of peppery that you pull up out of the ground. Use them in salads often.
In salads?
Yeah.
A red vegetable?
Yeah. Radish?
Oh!
Do you say radishes or do you say radishes or hot?
Radishes.
Okay.
Just radishes.
Okay. Then the big round red things that grow on
beets.
Okay.
Go on what?
Okay, then there's another kind that that you put in salads that grows on a leafy thing. You usually have to stake them up in the backyard.
Let's see now. It's not beets, because beets are in the ground.
Right.
This is up, huh?
Yeah.
And it's red. Peppers?
Peppers, no. Okay. But then there's...
Tomatoes?
Yes, okay. You say normally that way, tomatoes?
No.
You say...
Sometimes I say tomatoes.
Okay.
But when I say tomatoes, it gets more syllables. Tomatoes is almost black.
Okay. What about the little ones like that? What do you call them?
They're just salad tomatoes.
Okay. And then there's somewhat bigger ones like so...
Yes.
Do you have a special name for those?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then, let me see. Potatoes, you've said somewhere along the line. There's a kind of potato that has a yellow meat.
Sweet potato, yams.
Yams, okay.
Yams. Because a real sweet potato is sweeter than a yam, but a yam has a better color.
Okay.
I think.
That's the way you make the
yam decision. Is a reddish potato. And a sweet potato is kind of yellowish.
Okay.
It can be kind of a dark yellow too, but not as colorful
not,
as a yam.
Okay. Then what about a kind of vegetable that has a strong odor?
Onions.
Okay. And let me see. Then.
And they're ridiculously high now.
Are they?
It's unbelievable. I got 5 for 80 something cents.
Mm. Okay, and let me see. The kind of vegetable that comes in a big leafy hat that you might cut up and cook?
Cabbage.
Cabbage, okay. And if you had some very large ones and you wanted to tell somebody how big they were, you would say those cabbages...
Weigh so many pounds?
Okay,
no.
And if you want to say how big they were, they're...
Oh, in diameter?
Yeah, they...
Big leaves.
Okay.
but they're tough, too, when they got big leaves.
Okay. Let me see. When you want to get beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to do what to them?
Shell them.
Okay. And...
you know, you don't have to do that. Well, now, notice at the farmer's market, they have machinery for that. They just put them through and they come out.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't been down there in a long time.
You don't see any hand. Well, there's one at the very end on the right side, and she just pokes these great big peas, you know, little field peas, we call them.
Uh-huh.
Good for you.
Uh-huh.
But I believe that the butter beans are shelled mostly by hand down there.
Uh-huh.
Because they're kind of tender and expensive, $1.50 for instance.
Right. Do you make a distinction between butter beans and lima beans?